Were you in Chattanooga?
You see, you could see several different states from like a place up there on the mountain.
Were you always in the logging business?
That's about all I've ever known, Chester.
What he likes to do now. He don't like to farm. He don't even like to garden, but me and him do it.
I always did like to log.
How long did you do that?
The time was 17 years old. 30.
How old are you now?
80. I'm 80.
80 years old? 80
years. He was 80 years old last August. This August.
The colored fellow says, I've been here. Me and this Seminole Railroad, it come through in 1897. Come through from Tuscaloosa, Bozeman, Sonoma. And I was born that year, 1897.
Can you tell me about a little of the work you did in logging, some of the things that you did? I know you were telling me about the oxen you worked with and so forth. Can you tell me about training them? And
The way you had to train them the best way, just like you couldn't break but one yoke at a time, and just put them in a team that's already broke, you know, and put them what we call a swing. You know, that's back, that's a yoke in front of them and some behind. If you got four yoke, we'd always put them right next to the leads, you know, because you couldn't put them out there in front, because they didn't, and them my leads is already broke, they mined, you know, and them in the swing, they had to come around and go where them leads went, you know. And you could work them back there about a month, and them learning, you talking to these leads, you know, that they'd soon learn that.
He knew how to talk to them.
And then the way I'd do then, I'd put them out there in the lead then, and I'd just be patient with them. Back, whoa, that meant to go to the right. And to come to the left, come to you, we always drove on the left side. I mean, we was on the left side. You see the picture, on the left side. Never would get on the right side, always drove on the left side. And whoop, whoa, that meant for them to come to you. And back, whoa, that meant to go back for your right.
That was different from like a mule or
yeah,
a horse.
You said yeah and ha, you know, to a mule and horse.
Tell them about how they minded you one time.
They soon learned.
When they swam the river, you got them back. You know, across the river when you see the river one day.
That picture, I showed you the picture of them six, didn't
I? Yes, sir.
I run up here, River Bend, and the Cahaba River there, I was logging, had my lot, where I kept them every night, was right on the bank of the Cahaba River. Mr., what's that man's name that owned that land there? I can't think of his name. A lot was on his land, but I get the timber off another folks' land. He let me put it downtown and have water for the oxen. Man, that was his name. And he was standing close in here to your car, Mr. Manley was, when that picture was made that I showed you. And that's where it was made at. I was logging up there. And every day we'd leave, my lot was just about as close to the river as from here to the highway yonder, where I was keeping my every night. And there was a good spring right above there. We'd always come down there and eat dinner every day. And they had a good place to drive the cows to go into the river there. The banks were, but there'd been a road through there in time, I reckon, and it's on the other side the same way. You know, I reckon folks would cross there on what you call flats, you know, drive down and drive on these flats. I reckon that was. But anyway, they could go down, road down, and good shade down the trees up on the side of the bank. There's good shade to come out over the river. And I'd always drive them down there.